The U.S. military last night carried out an airstrike in Syria, a day after the Pentagon said a drone linked to Iran attacked a U.S. military base in the country. The drone attack killed an American contractor and injured five U.S. service members. Let's bring in Borzu Daragahi, international correspondent at The Independent. He's in Istanbul on a busy street. Borzu, welcome.
Thank you so much.
The Pentagon says this started with an initial drone attack. What do we know about the accusation that this is connected to Iran?
Well, there are a bunch of groups that are militia groups in Syria, in that part of Syria, mostly Iraqi staffed Shia militias that are linked to Iran. And they've been there for a while, and they were part of the Syrian civil war. They helped the regime of Bashar al-Assad, and they also played a role in the war against ISIS. And there has been this rivalry between the small U.S. Troops, small number of U.S. troops that are stationed in that part of Syria, about 900 U.S. troops and a few hundred contractors, and these Shia militia. Shia militia play an important role in the kind of route that takes weapons and personnel from Iran across Iraq into the Levant, including Syria and Lebanon. And the U.S. there to prevent ISIS from reconstituting itself also has another less obvious role of keeping an eye on the Iranian-backed militias as they transport weapons and personnel back and forth.
And as far as the U.S. retaliatory airstrike, a Syrian human rights group says it killed 11 people. What more do we know about that?
Not a lot. It probably did kill these Iranian-backed militiamen. They were very likely not Iranian nationals themselves, more likely than not Iraqis, perhaps Lebanese, maybe even Syrian. But we don't get a lot of details when these things happen. We're talking about a very remote part of the world. There aren't like a lot of eyewitnesses. These are not urban areas. These are remote desert outposts. So it's hard to get details or witnesses to these events.
And briefly remind us, Borzu, how close the Syrian government is with Iran and Iranian militant groups.
Well, I mean, the Syrian regime was challenged by the an uprising, a revolution. It was in real trouble, and Iran moved in, and it brought personnel, expertise. It deployed Shia militiamen from across the region, including as far flung as like Pakistan, to help the regime fight against this rebellion. And ever since then, you know, Iran has been, you know, to some extent, the main patron of the Syrian regime. And these militias have had a kind of uncomfortable role as you know, they want to continue to be there. They see themselves as kind of saviors of Syria and so on. And for the Iranians, this is also a way of challenging the U.S. They don't like these U.S. troops continuing to remain in Syria. And so they have been periodically engaging in these attacks against the U.S. bases there. And then the U.S. has made it clear that there is a line when these attacks result in injuries or deaths, as in this case, they will respond. And that's exactly what happened.
Any sense that there is any additional back and forth today?
Well, apparently there was. Apparently there was after the U.S. airstrikes. In recent hours, there were reports of more rockets hitting near or at U.S. bases and U.S. facilities in that part of Syria. But there were no reports of any further casualties.
Okay. And briefly, tell us about these Iranian drones. They're said to be used elsewhere in the world by Russian forces in Syria.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big issue as well, and that's another. The Iranians have been producing these drones over the years. They've gotten more and more sophisticated. They've been using them. They've been handing them to the Houthis in Yemen that have been using them against the Saudi regime. And more, much more controversially, they've been supplying them to Russia, which has been using them in Ukraine in its efforts to in Russia's efforts to really terrorize the Ukrainian people, because the drones, as they're used, are rather ineffective on the front line, but they are very effective in damaging Ukrainian civilian infrastructure.
That is Borzu Deragahi, international correspondent at The Independent. Borzu, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.